好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是可免的灾难。
The sermon title today is Avoidable Disaster.
我们在讲到以前有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's start with a prayer.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主你的荣耀与恩典。
Thank you for your glory and grace.
感谢主你的怜悯与慈爱。
Thank you for your mercy and love.
也感谢主你的带领。与你的同在。
Thank you for your guidance and presence.
你让我们在人生的道路当中，无论遭遇怎样的事情
，In our life, no matter what kind of circumstance,
我们都是你的孩子。
We are your child.
我们是属你的。
We belong to you.
是你草场上的羊。
And just we are the sheep on your pasture.
主啊，我们当敬拜进入你的院。
And we should just worship, enter into your temple.
我们当赞美，活在你的道路上。
And we should just praise and just live on your path.
因为你的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because your words just are the light of our path.
甚至你自己就是我们的道路、真理和生命。
And just you are the one, you are our life and the path.
主啊，我们要感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
我们愿意一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and praise be yours.
愿主在我们当中继续的掌权。
Lord, please continue to just have a sovereignty in our life.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，可免的灾难。
Avoidable disaster.
感谢主，刚才经文也读完了，对吧？
Thank Lord, and we just read the scriptures.
我们也看到阿摩斯先知在那里对北国所说的话。
And we see the prophet Amos that talked to the northern Israel.
让我们今天纵观历史呢，其实神向人要的就是一个态度了。
Looking at history, what God actually wants from man is an attitude.
一个什么样的态度呢？
What kind of attitude it is?
就是一个认罪悔改的态度。
An attitude of confessing and repenting.
只不过是人的愚昧与骄傲呢。
However, it's just the people's ignorance and pride.
拦阻了神人关系的发展。
Hinder the development of the relation between God and man.
以致成为罪的工价乃是死的结局啊。
So that the ultimate wage is death.
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
主造蝗虫。
God made locusts.
这个听见可能有点奇怪，会不会啊
？It may sound strange, right?
这蝗虫竟然是主造的。
The locusts were created by God.
有一点情何以堪的感觉，会不会啊
？How embarrassing it is!
这个其实都不容易理解，会不会
？And it may not be easy for us to understand.
首先呢，蝗虫在割菜以后啊。
First, the locusts are after cutting vegetables.
我们从历史上的角度来看一看这个世界呢。
Let's look at this world just from the angle of the history.
所有的在上掌权者、当权者，包括政府啊，向百姓收税都如同割韭菜一般，对吧
？So the government and the high authority collecting taxes from the people is just like a cutting leeks.
可以说这是自古以来的社会惯性，会不会
？And it just has been just like the habit since the ancient times.
成吉思汗打下一座城池，如果向他投降的话。他也不去屠杀，交个税就好了。
So after this Chinggis Khan and just occupy the city, he just did not just kill people, he just collect taxes.
亚历山大也是如此啊。
Same as Alexander.
但是如果你要是不投降呢，他就会屠城。这两个君王都很可怕的。
However, if you do not surrender, those two that emperor, they're just very terrible, and they will just kill all the people in the city.
按照今天政府的运作方式，我们也可以看得到这样的现象啊。
Also, we see the same phenomenon just like in today's the government.
如果是正常的收税，维持政权运作，也属于常态啊。
So it is also normal to collect taxes and maintain the operation of the region.
只是当以色列君王不行公义的时候呢？
It's just that when the king of Israel did not act righteously,
比如说他欺压百姓，他横征暴敛的时候呢
，such as that oppressing the people and the extorted money,
那当然就会惹动神的愤怒吧。
Of course, in this case, and the king would just provoke God's wrath.
你知道神与每一位在上掌权者，他都有一个权柄之约，大家听过吗
？Have you heard of that? Actually.God has the covenant of the authority with those people on the with the higher rank.
每一位在上掌权者的权柄都从上帝那里来的。
Each authority on high actually this authority is from God.
无论你认不认识上帝，权柄也是从上帝那里来的。
No matter you know God or not, this authority is from Him.
任何人得到权柄，就有一个与上帝的相约的关系了。
Anyone.God's authority, actually, he just has a covenant with the Lord.
这个约定就是你有这个权柄，你要恩待你这个国家的百姓。
That is, when you have this authority, you should be kind to your people.
否则就惹动神的愤怒啊。
Otherwise, you just provoke God's wrath.
上帝界的以色列人的故事，他的民族的生活记录，这个记载来教导全球的人，全世界的人去认识他。
So God just used this kind of history and just to teach His people.
看看我们自己这三年来的呀清零的政策吧。
Let's look at the policy after those 3 years of the zero COVID.
有人说是薅清了韭菜，刮进了菜园呐。
So some people said that the government just kind of take over all kinds of the taxes.
其实也解的就是也讲的就是政府啊或者有关的机构啊。借着这个机会去搜刮百姓的钱财嘛。
And that actually just means the government just kind of collect the money from the people.
要按照阿摩斯书的警告，就接下来蝗虫的灾难就会来到了。
So based on the warning from Amos, and he said the next plague of the locust is coming soon.
从历史上来看呢
？From looking at the history.
特别是在出埃及记之中，蝗虫这个灾是排在第八灾呀。
In the book of the Exodus, the plague of locust is the eighth plague.
当蝗虫的灾来到的时候，接下来就是黑暗之灾。黑暗之灾来到了，就是一个犹如灭顶之灾一般的灭长子之灾呀。
And immediately after the plague of darkness is the plague of killing the firstborn.
这样的灾难被称为是一个民族的灭顶之灾，不过分吧
？That was a catastrophe of a nation.
我们看见新闻上、媒体上讲的大白去逼迫上海的一个民宅了。
And we just saw the news talking about the White Guard just persecuted a family.
这个年轻人就顶了几句嘴啊。
So this the young people just talk back for a little bit.
他说我就不想跟你去方舱啊。
And he said I don't want to go to with you and to the hospital.
就大白就威胁他了，你要不去的话，小心你的祖孙三代都不得好死哦。
So the white guard just threatened this man and said, "Your three generation would not have a good outcome."
然后在家中的这个年轻人就说：“对不起，我是最后一代，你想再逼迫我的祖孙三代，没这个机会了。”
So the young man of this family said, "I'm just the last generation, and there's no more so-called three generation."
这个年轻人的意思是什么意思呢
？So what does he mean?
你顶多能欺负我一个人。
So he meant.And the white guard can only just bully him.
在我以后再也没有三代人给你去薅羊毛割韭菜了。
So after this, this young man, and there's no more the descendants and to just do the same thing.
要顺便讲一下，这个还真是今天这个世界的一个蛮大的灾难的前兆啊。
Oh, actually, this is the sign before this the big disaster.
今天的年轻人好像不想结婚，不想建立家庭。不想生孩子了。
It seems like today's young people, they don't want to get married and they don't want to have the child.
当民不惧死的时候，独裁者也开始战兢发抖了，对吧
？When people they're not afraid to die, then the dictator they also just shivering.
其次呢是蝗虫吃尽地青物。
Second, the locust has stripped the land clean.
就蝗虫来到的时候，什么粮食不粮食，所有绿色东西全吃光了。
That means the locusts came and they just eat everything.
孟子说：“苛政猛于虎啊。”
So Mencius says that tyranny is a fiercer than a tiger.
他讲的什么意思呢
？So what does that mean?
就是说，当权者的暴政比老虎还要凶残呐。
So that means that the tyranny of those in power is more just.Ferocious and then a tiger.
从阿摩斯先知的角度来观察呢
？So from the prophet Amos' viewpoint.
既然以色列的当权者如此这般的不珍惜百姓的名声
，Since those in power in Israel do not cherish the people's livelihood so much.
一而再，再而三，不断的去割韭菜。
They just keep just collecting all those taxes.
好吧，神就任凭你的恶行呗。
Well, God would just simply just let your wickedness go.
当权者的心态是穷凶极恶、贪得无厌的。
The mentality of those in power is vicious and greedy.
反正韭菜还得不断的长，你长我的歌嘛，对吧
So they just had, when they had the money, the government just tried, took their money.
Yeah, 老百姓的生命就割了再长，长了再割，割了再长，长了再割，这个循环往复。
So it's just like a cycle, and the, once they have the money, and the government will just try to take it over that.
大家有没有想过一个道理啊？
Have you thought about this?
为什么韭菜会不断地长出来呢?
How come the so-called the league will just continue to grow out?
为什么芸芸众生的老百姓不断会有钱财从他那里出来呢?
How come the ordinary people, they will just continuously just have the money?
难道是因为统治者的英明领导亲自指挥、亲自部署吗?
Is it the wise leadership of the ruler?
那当然不是了。
Of course not.
呀，自古以来，无论是康熙还是乾隆，总在夸耀自己的文字武功，对吧？
Since the ancient time, the emperor 康熙、乾隆 they just brag about at how wise they are.
呀，亚历山大也觉得他是这世界上最伟大的君王啊。
Same as that Alexander and the Great, and he thought he's the greatest emperor.
只要是个独裁者，总是想。让自己的领导在人民面前被接纳，对吧
？So for a dictator, they just want their leadership can be recognized.
但是这些独裁者都错了。
However, they're all wrong.
老百姓之所以不断的还有羊毛出来给你薅，韭菜出来给你割，啊，是因为上帝的恩典给百姓的怜悯啊。
So the reason the people that the ordinary people they can have those income actually it's just the mercy from God.
所以从当权者和老百姓的关系的本质来看呢
Therefore, when we just look at the people at the high authority and the relation with them and the people,
或者也从中国的历史上来看呢
Or if we just look at the Chinese history,
呀，无论是呀唐朝的贞观之治，还是汉代的文景之治
No matter it's Tang Dynasty or the Han Dynasty with their kind of the management,
他的之所以所谓被后人夸耀，是因为他让百姓休养生息呀、啊。
So the reason they just can be praised for a little people, that is just because they know how to take care of their people.
让百姓休养生息的意思就是官府不要征那么多税呀、啊。
The meaning just for the people can have be eased, that is, do not collect that much money.
换句话讲，当在上掌权者不那么去干预老百姓的生活的时候呢？
That is the, when the higher authority just not to just interfere with the lives of the people.
老百姓是有从上帝那里而来的恩典，不需要你去施舍的。
And the people they do have the grace from God. You don't need to just kind of just give them.
能够认识清楚这样的道理的在上掌权者，在世界历史上是少之又少，不多的。
So in the history, there are not that many that people in the higher authority understand about this truth.
而人骄傲的驱使呢，总是让人觉得自己很伟大，又光荣，又正确，对吧
？So due to the pride, and they just thought they are the great people.
其实所谓邓小平跟毛泽东的区别在哪里呢
？And the difference from Deng Xiaoping and Mao Zedong is
所谓的改革开放三四十年最重要的重中之重在哪里呢？
So the key for the so-called the reform and the opening up.
其实就是政府放手不管，还政于民嘛。
That is the government just let go and return power to the people.
让老百姓自己去活。
Just let the ordinary people live their own life.
你只要不管，人家就活得好好的。
And if just let them go, and they will just live just in just good life.
当然，当人的这种雄心野心在膨胀的时候呢，当然就要收多点税，收多点钱。帮助自己实现伟大的梦想啊，伟大的理想啊，这也是呀常态吧。
Of course, if they just they kind of just have the heart just to collect more money, and they would it's just kind of just ordinary the situation.
苛政猛于虎是什么意思呢
？So what does that mean? That the fierce this kind of a policy is a fiercer than the tiger.
无非就是讲的人心比万物都诡诈。人心贪婪到极点呢
？I just talking about human being is more deceitful than all things.
人贪婪到不可自拔的程度是远胜于蝗虫啃吃地上的青物啊。
So the human heart is greedy to the extreme and cannot extricate itself. It's far better than a locust are willing to eat the green things on the ground.
最后呢，是主造蝗虫是启示啊，弟兄姐妹。
Finally, it is a revelation that the Lord created the locusts.
神借着阿摩斯先知告诉以色列人。
God told the Israelites through the prophet Amos.
如果你还是不明白，仍是不清楚，怎么办呢？
If you still don't understand, so what can you do?
那我就造出蝗虫来帮助你明白呗。
Then I will create locust to let you see clearly.
当蝗虫被造出来之后呢？
When the locusts were created.
那对于当权者来说是一面镜子。
For those in power, it is a mirror.
也就是说，这个蝗虫肯吃青物。很厉害，你不要比蝗虫还要凶猛，还要凶残的对百姓啊。
And that means that locusts can eat the green things, and they're just more fierce than you.
当然也是一个警告了。
Of course, it's a warning.
就是你们对百姓的盘剥刮利无以复加，对于上帝来讲是不可接受的。
That is to say, your exploitation and this profiteering of the common people is unacceptable.
如果你们继续毁约不恩待百姓的话呢？
If you continue to break the covenants and show no mercy to the people.
那神就干脆造出蝗虫来吃尽那地的青物，你就没什么可盘剥的了。
Then God will just create locusts to eat up all the green things in the land.
也如同那个年轻人一样说，我是最后一代了。你刮不了我三代了。
Just like these young people responded to the white guard, and I'm the last generation. That's it.
对于老百姓来讲呢
？And for the people.
你有没有想到，其实是在宣告上帝的大爱？你有没有想过这个道理呢
？Have you thought about it? Is a declaration of God's great love.
此话怎讲？怎么理解呢
？So how to understand this?
因为阿摩斯先知说是主造蝗虫。
The prophet Amos said that the Lord made the locust.
既然是主造的，主就掌管这件事啊。
Since it was created by the Lord, and the Lord will rule it.
主就对他所造的负全责呀。
God will be fully responsible for that.
大卫犯了奸淫罪，犯了杀人罪，对吧
？So King David, he just committed the murder and also immorality.
你哪怕当了君王，难道你就不用接受上帝的咒诅和审判、管教、惩治了吗？
Even though you're the king, don't you have to face God's curse and judgment?
拿单先知跑来跟他讲，刀剑必不离开你的家呀。
The prophet Nathan came to him and said that the trouble will not just leave you.
大卫怎么说呢
？How did David respond?
大卫说，我宁肯落在永生神耶和华的手中啊。
David said, I would rather fall into the hands of the living God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为大卫深深地认识我们这位主啊。
Because David, he knew God very well.
他说上帝的怒气是短暂的。
David said, for his wrath, it's just short-lived.
但是他的慈爱却是永远长存的呀。
But his love just endures forever.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
求主赦免。
As for God's forgiveness.
我们可能很容易忽略一件很重要的事情啊。
We may easily overlook a very important thing.
什么事情呢？
What is it?
很简单，就是求主赦免。
Very simple. Ask the Lord for forgiveness.
如果是没有求主赦免
，If we do not,
或者我们忽略了求主赦免
，Or if we just neglect to ask for the forgiveness,
你知道吗？我们是连一天也过不去的。
In this case, we're not able to just get through a day.
我们是连片刻也站立不住啊。
Or even just stand for a moment.
首先是向神祈求了。
First, pray to God.
不要说见到。
Don't say that you saw it.
就是听说神造蝗虫的消息，就应当向神祈求了。
But once you heard the news that God created locusts, you should just pray to God.
同不同意啊
？Do you agree?
但是问题是怎么祷告呢
？The key question is how to pray.
你祷告的时候说些什么呢
？So what do you say to God?
事实上，祷告前的纠结可能对我们来讲更加重要，对吧
？In fact.It is the wrestling before prayer that counts.
我们可能会想，主啊，你怎么能去造蝗虫呢
？We might think, Lord, just how could you make locusts?
难道你不知道蝗虫会吃庄稼吗
？Don't you know that locusts eat crops?
啊，被蝗虫吃了庄稼以后会发生什么事，你知道吗
？So, if the crops are eaten by locusts, what's going to happen?
人是会被饿死的。
People will starve to death.
难道主你不知道吗
？Don't you know this, Lord?
这种纠结谁没有，谁都可能会有吧。
So who do not have this kind of entanglement?
但是问题纠结完了，你该怎么祷告呢
？The key is after the entanglement is over, how do you pray?
可能有些人就干脆不祷告了，就离开神就走了。
Some people just don't pray, just leave.
神的管教临到了，离开神跑了。
When God's discipline comes, you just escape.
神的责备临到了，也就 disappear, 消失不见了。
When God just wants to rebuke you, you disappear.
这种人在教会历史中还少吗
？Aren't these people few in the history?
坦率讲，多数人是这样子。
Actually, most people are like that.
被主打也打不走的孩子是少数的。
It's very rare for people do not leave God when God wants to discipline them.
那为什么说走天路是一条窄路？就单单这一条就不容易是多数人吧。
So why the heavenly path is narrow path? That is the reason.
当然也有另外一群人咯。
Also, there's another group of people.
他说主啊，我要感谢你。
And they say, Lord, I want to thank you.
为什么？
Why?
圣经说凡事谢恩啊。
Because the Bible says, we need to thank for everything.
但是感谢什么呢？
What to thank for?
感谢神造蝗虫。
Do we thank God for making locusts?
可能我们心里面就会抗拒，为什么？
Maybe we will resist that and say why.
但会不会反问自己的为什么呢？
Then, are we going to ask ourselves why?
为什么不问一句为什么不呢？
Can we ask ourselves why not?
Yeah, 有没有想过这是两种价值观在交换呢？
Have you thought about that? There are actually two different values just exchanging here.
这是神和人之间不同的价值观在对话，你没感觉到吗？
Have you noticed that's the two different values talking to each other?
仿佛在这个时候人的声音更加大哦。
Seems that at this time the voice of man is louder.
好像在这里说，神啊，你只能造出好东西，不能造出不好的东西啊。
Just saying that God can only create good things, not bad things.
比如说，神你怎么能够造出撒旦来呢？
For example, how could God create Satan?
啊，好和不好，是和不是，标准在人这里，上帝就不是神了，你才是神，对吧？
So in this case, and you are God, and you should think about the difference of good and bad.
但是圣经好像并没有理会你这种想法哦。
However, the Bible just do not care about what you think.
圣经说我们的上帝是一位独行其事的神啊。
The Bible says that God is a God who works miracles alone.
他也并不需要人来给他做参谋。教他怎么创天造地啊。
And God has not the people to advise him, tell him how to create the heaven and earth.
那么到底神人关系是什么呢？
Then what is the relation between people and God?
人与神的关系的本质又是什么呢？
What is the essence of the relation between man and God?
如果说讲的简单一点，就是一条，就是向神祈求啊。
Speak simply, actually, that is just pray to God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
圣经讲得很清楚啊。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
在基督里叩门就开门。祈求就应允了。
In Christ, knock and the door will be opened. Pray and it will be answered.
但是问题在于有信心的人才能领受啊。
However, only a person with faith are able to receive.
其次呢是雅各微弱。
Second, Jacob is small.
此话怎讲呢？
So what does that mean?
人能活出在神面前的微弱是一份普世的智慧，你知道吗？
Do you know it is a universal wisdom that people can live out their smallness before God?
阿摩斯说出雅各微弱，表明阿摩斯眼光有一个历史的透视以及现实的祈求啊。
Amos said Jacob is small, which shows that Amos had historical perspective and the realistic prayer.
第一代的雅各，我们都知道他的故事，对吧？
We know the story about the first generation of Jacob.
后来被神改名为以色列。
He was later renamed Israel by God.
他与神摔跤在亚伯渡口，对吧？
And he wrestled with God at the ford of Jabbok.
终于发现自己是微弱的了。
Finally, he found himself small.
他抓了一辈子，终于发现人生的终极目标就是要抓住神呐。
He has been grasping for a lifetime and finally understand that the ultimate goal of life is to grasp God.
这一次他终于抓住了。
This time, he caught it.
阿摩斯延续了雅各的祷告。
Amos continued Jacob's prayer.
他也要为以色列人抓住上帝的怜悯啊。
And also grasp God's mercy for Israel.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当我们在上帝面前示弱的时候，并不羞耻啊。
There's no shame in showing smallness before God.
而且我们做回小孩子的样式，是讨主喜悦的呀。
And it is pleasing to the Lord to be like a child.
这个道理能想得清楚吗？
Do you understand about this truth?
其实这也是人与人之间、国与国之间的相处之道啊。
This is also the way of getting along between God and between countries.
以谦卑为相交之道，远胜过战狼外表的虚脱呀。
Taking humility as the way of the fellowship is far better than the prostration and the wolf warrior.
但是懂得这个道理的人不多呀。
However, not many people understand this.
好，最后是站立不住了。
Lastly, not able to survive.
阿摩斯先知用站立不住来表达以色列人的极度谦卑啊。
The prophet Amos expressed the extreme humility of the Israelites by saying that he could not survive.
站立不住，原文中就是你不得生存啊，生存不了。
So not able to survive, that means you just cannot live.
能够晓得在上帝面前离了神，人就活不下去，生存不了，是个极度的智慧啊。
That is the big wisdom to understand about this truth.
阿摩斯的意思是什么意思呢
？What Amos means was.
他说：“主啊，你看呐、啊，你的儿子，你的选民以色列人是离不开你的呀。”
Lord, look, your son, your chosen people Israel cannot do without you.
对不，你也看到了，一离开你就站立不住了。
And you can see that once they just leave, and they just cannot even survive.
你如果不赦免雅各的罪孽，以色列你的选民。又如何能存活呢
？If you do not forgive the sin of Jacob, how will Israel, your chosen people, live?
你就怜悯他们吧。
Just have mercy on them.
他们旁边还有亚述、埃及、亚兰、非利士、以东、亚门、摩押，七个外邦的国家围绕着他呀。
Next to them are just Assyria, Egypt, Syria, the Philistia, and Edom, Ammon, and Moab.
这些外邦人都在看你儿女的笑话呀。
So those Gentiles, they're just waiting to laugh at them.
你又岂能在死人中间寻找可敬拜你的人呢
？How can you seek among the dead to worship you?
他说：“主啊，雅各，我雅各可是属于你的人呐、啊。”
And so he said, "Lord, I, Jacob, and yours."
我可是你草场上的羊啊。
I'm the sheep of your pasture.
呀、yeah, ，你是我的牧者呀。
You are my shepherd.
难道你忘了吗？
Don't you forget?
你看看阿摩斯的祷告是非常生动有活力的，对吧
？So look at the prayer from Amos. It's very vivid.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at third point.
此灾可免呐。
The disaster will not happen.
其实神的心是很软的，对吧
？In fact, God's heart is very soft.
只要人真心的向他悔改，他就给机会了。
As long as people sincerely repent to Him, He will give them a chance.
首先，耶和华就后悔了。
First.The Lord relented.
记得耶利米先知和阿摩斯先知有一个共同点。
Jeremiah and the prophet Amos, they have one thing in common.
这共同点就是有相同的心情啊。
That is, they have the same mood.
首先，什么意思呢
？So what does that mean?
我们看看阿摩斯看北国的时候是什么样的感觉呢
？So what kind of feeling is for Amos to look
at the north? 因为他知道还有四十年以色列。将要毁灭王国了，这个情景他的意象中看见了。
The prophet Amos saw in vision that the northern kingdom of Israel would be destroyed 40 years later.
那一百多年之后，耶利米看见南国犹大在四十年后也将要毁灭灭亡王国了，所以他们两个先知的感觉是一样的。
Same as the Jeremiah, more than 100 years later, he also saw the southern kingdom was just destroyed in 40 years.
人就是同病相怜吧，这两个先知是相差一百多年，却是同痛相怜，
so,
相连。
So these two prophets, even though they are just 100 years apart, however, they just have the same kind of sympathy.
我们看看耶利米是怎么对南国犹大的百姓说话了。
Let's look at how Jeremiah just talked to the southern Judah.
耶利米对神的选民怎么说呢？
How did Jeremiah said to God's people?
或者换句话讲，上帝耶和华借着耶利米怎么对他的百姓说话呢
？So how did God just talk to His people?
耶和华说：“以色列家，我待你们岂不能照着窑匠弄泥吗
？”He said, "Can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does?"
以色列家，泥在窑匠的手中怎样？你们在我的手中也怎样啊
？Declares the Lord, like just like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel.
啊，这句经文非常经典，大家都应该很熟悉，对吧
？So we all know about the verse, so it's famous.
但是接下来的经文是更加石破天惊啊。
However, the next sentence, the verse, it's kind of earth shattering.
有一点投石冲开水底天的味道啊。
It's just kind of just very astonishing.
他说：“若是转意。”离开他们的恶，我就必后悔，不将我所要施行的灾祸降于他们。
And if that nation I warned repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned.
Yeah, 我猜耶利米应该是读了阿摩斯书的。
I guess that Jeremiah may have read of the book of Amos.
而且他跟阿摩斯有同样的心情，他了解上帝的这份后悔的情节。
And also, he just understand about the God's relent complex.
同样，我们今天如果悔改呢
？It's the same if we repent today.
上帝可能原本要加给我们的灾祸，他会拿走的，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, God may just remove, and the disaster originally He just want to give to us.
其次呢，耶和华仍公义啊。
Second, God is still righteous.
当然，阿摩斯仍要回到现实中去为以色列人代求嘛。
Of course, Amos still had to return to reality to intercede for Israel.
因为神借着他的公义指示阿摩斯先知一件事情。
Because of his righteousness, God instructed the prophet Amos one thing.
就是神要命令火来惩治以色列人。
That God would send fire to punish Israel.
跟蝗虫一样，这火也是耶和华所造的呀。
Like the locust, the fire was also made by the Lord.
他应许挪亚不再用水来毁灭人类，却没有说不用火来惩罚、惩治以色列人。
God promised Noah that he would not no longer destroy mankind with water, but he did not say he would not punish with fire. How did God say?
他说火就吞灭深渊，险些将地烧灭啊。
God said, the fire dried up the great deep and devoured the land.
深渊可以是指地狱之火呀。
The great deep can refer to the fire of hell.
那当然指的就是最后的审判嘛。
Pointing directly to the final judgment.
当然也可以是现世报的火焰啊。
It can also be the flame of the retribution for the present world.
要烧灭一切的偶像，彰显上帝的公义啊。
And that will just burn all the idols and also demonstrate God's righteousness.
谁敢在上帝面前夸口自以为偶像啊？
So who just dare to brag about himself as idol?
我有的时候觉得你的胆儿真肥呀。
Sometimes I thought you're just so brave.
你看这三年的这个新冠病毒来到这个世界上的肆虐，每一个国家面对疫情的态度，结局是完全不一样的。
So look at with this pandemic is COVID, and each nation and they just the way they handle that has come with the different outcome.
如果在上帝面前是选择谦卑呢？
If in front of God the Lord, we choose to be humble.
善待自己的国民呢？
Be kind to your people.
努力的行善呢？
And just try your best to do the good.
不去夸口，不去骄傲呢？
Not to brag and not to be proud.
上帝就后悔不将本来要加给你的灾祸加给你，就让瘟疫离你而去了。
Then God will just relent and just not just let this the pandemic just leave you.
相反呢？
On the contrary.
如果你总是说你自己可以掌控天下的一切东西，还要给世界指明方向。
If you think you can be in control of everything in the world, and
甚至你也召开一个胜利表彰大会，说战胜了瘟疫。
And also, you just proclaim that you already overcome the pandemic.
那你就是在上帝面前夸口了呀。
That means you just brag in front of the Lord.
你就是把自己当做偶像了呀。
That is, you treat yourself as an idol.
那上帝如果把瘟疫在你们的家、你们的国家、你们当中加倍的加给你，那有什么奇怪呢？
So what if God just spread this plague in your nation? How could that be strange?
人世间的事情本质上是神人关系，而不是你人子小孩子的玩泥沙呀，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, the things happen in the world, that is a relation between God and the man.
我们可以看看今天的现象，对吧？
We can see today's situation.
蝗虫有眼，瘟疫有嘴啊。
Locusts have eyes, and the plagues have mouths.
专门来吃尽法老的庄稼，也去吃伯利恒的小麦。
They come to eat the Pharaoh's crops and the Bethlehem's wheat.
你借着核酸检测去薅羊毛，对不对？
So with the aid of the nucleic acid to testing.
最终你就薅出了羊过羊糠，王重阳的仙女散花的乱世场景啊。
And the scene of the troubled times of just turning just like a positive on and off was finally revealed.
现在还要再次投毒，把病毒放到全世界去，你真的以为神看不见吗？
Now that you want to spread the toxic all over the world, don't you know God can see that?
难道你觉得上帝圣洁的手臂太短，伸不到你那里吗？
Do you think God's holy hands are too short, not able to reach you?
快悔改吧。
Quickly repent, please.
有耳可听的就应当听啊，这是肺腑之言呐。
This come from my heart. Whoever has ears, please listen.
最后是耶和华再次赦免呐。
Finally, God spared again.
先知阿摩斯先知为百姓祈求。
Prophet Amos prayed for the people.
他祷告神的怜悯啊。
He prayed for God's mercy.
他说主啊，你的百姓雅各虽然软弱无力。
Lord, your people Jacob is small and helpless.
非靠着你不得站立。
And cannot survive without you.
你如果不赦免以色列呢？
If you don't forgive Israel.
雅各哪里有活路呢？
How can Jacob survive?
我真是巴不得在我们华人的基督徒，在中国的基督徒，有人如此这般的向上帝祷告啊。
I just pray that the Chinese Christian, we can pray to God in this.
主啊，你看着我们这群炎黄子孙可怜呐。
Lord, look at how pitiful we are with Chinese people.
离开了上帝你的恩典，我们哪里站立得住啊？
Apart from you, how can we survive?
我们谁敢去在你面前夸口？那是愚昧，它不代表我们整个炎黄子孙呐。
So who dare to just brag it? We just cannot say that those do they don't represent the Chinese people.
你要不赦免，我们怎么能够生存？怎么能活得下去呢？
Lord, if you do not just forgive us, how can we be survived?
主啊，你千万不要那，因为那一两个人的少数人的愚昧，而抱在我们大多数的炎黄子孙身上啊。
Lord, please just do not let this happen to all of the Chinese people because of those one or two ignorant person.
盼望我们的弟兄姐妹从今天的短短的六节经文看见恩典，看见怜悯，看见奥秘啊。
So my brothers and sisters can see God's mystery in this, those six verses.
耶和华两次赦免了以色列。
Two times.God just said, forgive the people.
他说这灾可免了。
So God said, this disaster will not happen.
他又说这灾也可免了。
He also said, this disaster will not happen either.
我礼拜四讲章写到这里的时候，我眼睛都湿了。
Thursday when I wrote a sermon, and my eyelids are wet.
我流出感恩的眼泪啊。
And I just shed the tears of the thanksgiving.
主啊，难道我们不是如此这般的蒙你一次又一次的赦免，一次又一次的医治，一次又一次的保守看顾吗？
Oh God, aren't we just like this, just forgiven again and again, healed again and again, and protected and cared by you again and again?
这是我们生命中的不配啊。
This is unworthiness in our life.
我们实在是不配神你所赐的恩典啊。
Lord, we're not worthy of the grace that you have given us.
巴不得今天有耳可听的弟兄姐妹就应当听，知道如何为自己的国家、民族、邻舍、人民去祷告啊。
So we just pray that whoever has ears, just please listen and pray for your nation.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
如今的世界已经进入到一个灾难不断的时代了。
Today's world has entered an era of constant disasters.
岁月静好的假象已经消失了。
And the illusion of tranquility has disappeared.
求神帮助我们再一次的抓住神再次赦免我们罪孽的恩典啊。
May God help us to grasp the Lord's grace to forgive our sins again.
好让我们靠主经过可免的灾难啊。
So that we can just count on God and to pass through the avoidable disasters.
进入神所赐的应许之地啊。
And enter the promised land given by God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主你的荣耀和恩典啊。
Thank you for your glory and grace.
感谢主你的怜悯和慈爱啊。
And your mercy and the love.
我们本身固然不好。
We are not good.
但是你却在我们还作罪人的时候就为我们舍命在十字架上。
However, you already died for us on the cross when we are still sinners.
主啊，你的长阔高深的大爱叫我们无以为报啊。
We are just not able to pay back for you just that this kind of a great love.
我们除了为你而活，我们没有其他的生存方式啊。
Other than live for you, we have no other way to live.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
与我们同在，听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Be with us. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.